morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have some excitement for you today. We've been telling you about a whole bunch of new plant material that has been developed by a wonderful company called Kessler Plants. And we are very fortunate. We have the man behind the Kessler Plants. His name is Anthony Kessler. And we've been telling you about some of his new hybrids plants that he has developed. And he's joining us this morning from Australia. And, Anthony, we appreciate you joining us, being 13 hours behind or ahead of us. No, you're ahead of us, right?
We're ahead of you, yes. So if you really want to know tomorrow's lotto numbers, just ask me.
Well, listen to this, folks. If you want to know the lotto numbers, oh, wow, I love it. I love it. You know, Anthony, I saw one of your plants, and I was really, really excited. It looked like a spike that people would traditionally put in their whiskey barrels or in planters, but it was burgundy in color. Is this a new variety of cordyline?
Yes, Paul. It's called Festival Burgundy. Most cordylines, when they come out, they sort of ultimately start growing a trunk and getting taller and taller. This plant is so different. It is the first, and what we call basal branching. It sort of comes up, and it just, from the base, more and more and more cuttings come up or spikes come up, and it forms this huge fountain-like clump, totally unlike any other cordyline that you've ever seen.
The first time I saw it, I thought it was a palm tree, but it is a variety of cordyline.
Yes, this is a little mystique about the plant, because a lot of people are really not sure what it is, but it is a cordyline. The foliage, love the foliage. It's a deep burgundy type foliage, but once it settles down after 1 or 2 years in size, it just gets bigger and bigger, and it's like a fountain gushing with this burgundy rich red type foliage just all over it. So if you had it in a whiskey barrel, it would ultimately cover the whole whiskey barrel, and it's just like this huge should I say like a porcupine type of plant, but just beautiful looking in burgundy red.
Now, for where I live in New England, it's probably not going to be winter hardy, so that it would have to be brought inside for the winter months. Would it make a good houseplant?
Yes, we were actually a bit surprised about this. In our testing of this plant, we brought it inside at one stage to look at it, and we're doing testing on the color, and we left it in the office. And it just kept on getting better and better. And we had it there all year. And we had one on the other side of the window outside. And they both grew about as equal to each other. So if you have it on the deck in the cooler area, and once it comes into autumn or fall and early winter, you can bring it inside near a bright window, and it'll just stay there all winter long, slightly grow, and then you can, once spring comes out, you can bring it out on the deck again. Very, very adaptable for an outside plant.
How hard are they to grow, Anthony?
Very easy. There's only one little, if I say, trick with these, is you want to plant them lower in the pot. Most people often, when they plant a plant, they plant it just slightly higher above the soil. This one, it likes the stem being planted below the soil. So you'd normally plant it about 2 inches deeper than any other cordyline.
Wow. And you can bring it in and out, because you were saying that it will last 2 or 3 years. It will get enormous.
It's, well, we've seen them, and again, in our trial gardens, our climate is similar to, say, California, Los Angeles. So we don't get a really cold winter. We get to around about, say, 28 degrees sometimes, but not very often. And so after about, but if I was in Maine, it might take 4 or 5 years for it to get to the size that it might take 3 years in California to grow.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great.
And so it's not going to take over your lounge room if you leave it in your lounge room. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's just incredible. Now, it's a plant that's fairly easy to grow. Does it require a lot of special care?
No, it's we just put it in the pot. Just make sure that the center stem is low in the soil, and just water it like normal, and that's it.
That's it. And how about food? How often, Anthony?
Again, with most perennials, one handful of fertilizer, and again, I'd use the Espoma fertilizer, one handful of that early in spring, and that's enough for the whole season.
Incredible. And where will you be able to find the Festival Burgundy Cordyline?
These are normally available through either your independent garden centers or the big boxes or the garden centres. We're actually most places where you want to go and buy your plants, where you're most comfortable buying them.
And if people want to go on the internet, what's the website for them to look for?
It's www.tesselaar.com. Tesselaar.
It's as simple as that. It's just as simple as that. Now,
thank you.
Earlier this year, we talked about your new floral carpet roses.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell us about that plant?
The flower carpet rose is, I'd say, one of the most exciting of the roses that I've ever seen. When I first saw this many years ago at the breeders, and he told me that, you know, it flowered a lot, and you know, everybody tells you things flower a lot, that it was disease resistant. Well, everybody tells you that. And so I thought, I'm going to have a really good look at this. So I flew to Europe 2 or 3 times just to see it in spring, summer, and in fall, because fall is often the worst time for roses. And it surprised me every time I looked at it. And even now, okay, we're in the middle of summer, our trial gardens, and we've got large beds of the different colours of flower carpet, and they are just consistently in bloom from, say, late spring, and they go right up into early winter. Some of the plants even go through winter, and, of course, we've got a mild winter, but compared to all the other roses we have in our trial gardens, they just bloom and bloom. And we never spray them. We never look after them. When I say look after them, we look at them, but we don't do any work. And just once a year, we'll just come along, get our head shears, and just cut them back either to ground level, a third back or half back. They are the best of all, I would say, ground cover garden roses that I've ever seen. And we see a lot of breeding with all the breeders all around the world. And this, the flower carpet, really, and not only that we are working with them, but when we look at a plant, we look at it, how's it going to be good for your friends? Because if you're going to have a plant and you're going to recommend it to your friends or your mother, it better be very good. And that's the way we look at all the plants.
Now, I understand that if there is a website where people can see a video about this plant.
Yes. That's on our website, and that's www.tesselaar. You can see there on that side listing, there's videos there that you can have a look at the different videos, and there's various ones of how to grow a flower carpet, how easy it is to look after, and it's sort of buying the right sort of rose for the right sort of place.
Now, like a lot of roses, oh, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, I want you to tell us, do we have to deadhead this rose? Because I know people hate that, going out there every week with their pruners and deadheading them and cleaning them and things like that. And just give us some general idea on location and how to care for them. That would be great, Ian.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Attention gardeners, if you love juicy, delicious tasting tomatoes, this could be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why.
Old Time Tomato Heirloom Growing Kits are now available for the 2012 growing season and are perfect for tomato lovers of all ages.
Old Time Tomato Heirloom Seed Kits contain the best love, the best tasting tomatoes in the world. These are the old time varieties that taste like tomatoes tasted when you were a kid. Here's what you get in the kit.
Amish Paste, German Pink, Aunt Ruby's German Green, Tommy Toe, Cherokee Purple, Gold Medal, Green Zebra, Hungarian Heart, Caspian Pink, and my personal favorite, Brandywine. You get an old-time tomato growing manual, an old-time tomato seed starter, old-time tomato soil feeder, even an heirloom tomato greenhouse. And the best part, the highest germination rates and absolutely no GMOs. Over 1,000 old-time heirloom tomato seeds, now just $29.97, plus shipping and handling. To order your old-time tomato heirloom growing kit, go to oldtimetomatoes.com. That's oldtimetomatoes.com. Or call 800-214-1474. That's 800-214-1474.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com, spelled Biomat.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Biomat.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Anthony Tesler, and he's very unique because he's a very, very fussy gardener, and he wants things that are going to be easy to grow for you. And that's his goal. He wants to find the perfect plant for your garden. He's found several of them, and this morning we're talking about their new floral carpet rose, a flower carpet rose. How easy is it to grow, Anthony?
Very easy. In my young days, I never ever grew any roses because, you know, people told you you've got to cut them this way, you've got to trim them that. If you don't do that, it's not going to bloom. You've got to deadhead them. And I'm thinking, okay, I like roses, but I don't like them that much where I'm stuck to the garden. So when we heard about the flower carpet roses, and you can just plant them in any type of soil, it really doesn't matter whether it's sandy, heavy loam, beautiful soil, it really didn't matter. And then it didn't matter whether I was in a salt area or I didn't even have to look after them because they basically were disease tolerant. And I thought, wow, this is really what I'm looking for. And they aren't really that easy. All you've really got to do is dig a hole, put two or three handfuls of fertilizer, whether it's the Espoma fertilizer, just mix it into the base, put the plant down, give it a good soaking, and just let it grow. And within 1 or 2 years, it comes into this beautiful, 3 feet across, 2 to 3 feet across, and about 2 to 3 feet high, bush that just begins flowering in spring and doesn't stop until really late fall, early winter. And no deadheading is required. You can if you want to, but I just look at mine and I let the bush itself sort itself out. Nothing else.
Now, does it come in different colors too, Anthony?
Yes, there's about 9 different colors. It's, white, pink, the bright. It's almost near iridescent pink. A scarlet, there's a beautiful apricot yellow, deeper pink, a yellow. It's about 9 colors in all, but really, really nice and easy.
Now, how about climate? I live in Maine. Will it survive with our cold weather?
It'll survive actually quite happily down to about 3.5-4 zone. The first year, and this goes with any plants, when you plant them the first year, you want to give them a little bit more protection because they're still like little, inverted commas, baby plants. And they like to set down the first year established roots. So that's give them a little bit more leaf mold or that over winter to protect them. But then once they settle down, they really look after themselves. If it's that cold on top and it freezes, because these plants are grown on their own roots, in spring, it'll send up whole new spikes of young plants again and off it goes again. They're really easy and adaptable. Oh, and pruning, did I tell you that? Don't have to, you really do not have to know anything about pruning. All you need to know is how to get a pair of head shears and go snip, snip. And it doesn't matter, snip, snip at the ground level, or a third up the bush, or half up the bush. It really doesn't matter. The plant will then just come back and give you a whole flush of new foliage, rich lush green foliage and flowers again from late spring to fall.
Now, the one thing that really people should be excited about this rose more than any other rose that's for sale is this plant grows on its own roots. It's not grafted, so it's going to be much hardier. And the one thing that you have done, Anthony, that really makes it incredible, when I first started gardening, working retail, during college I would come home in March and I would get my bare root roses from California or Texas. We would pot them up, prune them, clean them, and take care of them. And then I would say a third or more, I never survived the winter. But you grow your roses in the region where they are sold for a year or more, so they are already adapted to the climate. That's incredible.
That really, really has a big difference to that, yes.
It makes a big, big difference. Anthony, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're gonna talk to you again to really get that excitement out.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Has your garden soil had a checkup lately? Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your garden this year, maximize your soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. For maximum yields, start with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Hope you enjoyed that little segment with Anthony. This new quarter line, the spike, is really, really neat because most of them grow upright, almost like a palm. But this one is very dense and thick, so if you get a chance, go to their website and take a look at it. And as he said, you can bring it inside the house as a house plant. And you'll have an awful lot of fun with this. Well, he's got some neat plants, and I hope that you're able to try some of them. Okay, Tom, let's go to the phone lines. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Robert from Maine with a question about pussy willows.
Hey, Robert, how can we help you with your pussy willows today?
How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm doing well. I took your hints from a few weeks back about forsythia and brought them in and rooted them. And I'm wondering about if you can do the same with pussy willows and how can you identify pussy willows this time of year?
Well, pussy willows are going to grow in a wet location, kind of a swampy area. They've got a real big bud, about half to three-quarters of an inch, with a smooth black covering on it. So, I mean, it's not something that grows every place, again, in swampy, woodsy area. And usually what I've done in the past is
when I drive around town or in the area and I see them growing in those areas, then I'll have some idea where to find them.
Right.
And
Is there an area in Kennebunk that you know of where they are?
I'm trying to think where I saw some in Kennebunk. I know up near Kennebunk Pond, there are areas there, but any place that it's really, really wet, and you know, where you see cattails and things like that,
right,
you'll see
right,
them yeah. in areas like that. But I'll tell you one thing, with pussy willows that are different than forsythia, the root system on a pussy willow grows horizontally. It doesn't grow down. It grows straight across. And many years ago, I talked to a man who grew pussy willows. And he said the best way for the homeowner to grow pussy willows is to take either a quart or a half-gallon bottle that you would get juice or milk in, those kind of opaque-type plastic bottles. Take the top 10-20% of the bottle off, just cut where the spout is. So you have a long cylindrical tube. And he said he always kept the little handle on it because it was easier to move them around. But he basically took the top off, filled it about 80% with soil, just regular potting soil from the bag, and then added water until it became mud, but not soupy, just a good mud. And he would put three or four pieces about a foot to 15 inches long into this container and just kept it near a windowsill, added water as needed, and eventually you could see the roots growing through that creamy, milky, opaque-type plastic. When the threat of frost was over, the pussy willow by then had foliage, was making branches. He would plant it. And he said that the thing that people that try and root them make a mistake is they firm the soil around the plant, which you've been always taught to do. And when you push down on the plant, you break every root that's growing horizontal. So by making it into a big root ball, you dig a hole, turn your container upside down, pull the plastic milk jug off of it or juice, set it in the ground, pack the soil around it, but don't firm it in place, and then keep it wet. And it grows like crazy. So because I can't tell you exactly where to look, you're going to have to keep driving. Pussy willow should be available at like the flower show that's coming up in Portland. I don't know exactly when. I'll have to find out for you. But you can buy fresh forest pussy willows there. But just in Maine, growing wild, they'll start to open up during April. And at that point, what you do is make a mental note, but what I do that's even better, get some yarn. And when you know where they are, they're going to be mixed in with other plants. Take a piece of yarn about a foot long, go out into the area when they're in bloom and tie a piece of either yellow ribbon or yellow yarn or something that's going to be visible to that plant. And that way, next year, you will know that, hey, that's a pussy willow. This one is your alder that produces the red berries during the fall season.
because they do look somewhat alike. But I think for this year, just look around town. I'll see if I can find some for you, and I'll get back to you. But in the meantime, if you go to the flower show in Portland, and they have fresh pussy willows. Now, if they're selling pussy willows at any flower show that you go to, where the little pussy willows are, scratch with your fingernails between the buds to see if there's green. If they're green, they've been freshly forced into coming into bloom, probably coming from North Carolina or someplace like that. Bring them home, put a fresh cut, stick them in your mud. If you scratch through the bark and it's brown, it was forced earlier, it's dried out, and it will not root. So there has to be green underneath the bark. And if you're able to find the Japanese fan-tailed pussy willows, buy them. They grow twisted, they grow snarled. And instead of the branch growing round, when it gets to the tips, it flattens out like your hand. And it produces multiple buds in clusters. And it is absolutely beautiful. And I'll tell you, if you can find some Japanese fan-tailed pussy willows, and you have a wet spot, and you can plant them in there, you can make a fortune every single spring cutting them and selling them to your local florist. They go crazy for them. They use them at Easter, and believe me, you can get like 3 times more money for the Japanese than you can for the common wild or even the French pink pussy willows. And some of the nurseries will carry the fan tail. So if you're out and about and you go by a nursery that you go often, ask them, say, listen, when you get your first plants in the spring, can you get me Japanese fan-tailed pussy willows? And if they can, have them get them for you. You're in for a real treat. Good question. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ann from Mass with a question about trimming her yard's bushes.
Hey, Ann, good morning. Tell me what kind of plants, and I'll tell you when we can prune them together.
Yes, they're quite large. They're about 10 feet, and I want to know how far I can do on the sides, too.
Okay, now what kind are they?
They use, and I've let them go too long.
Okay, a yew can be cut down to quite a bit, but the only problem is you need to leave foliage. So if you've got a yew plant that, let's say, is 10 feet tall, and you cut it down to 5 feet, and it's nothing but a stick, it will come back. It's going to take 2 or 3 years. So you can remove as much as 75% of the branch that has foliage on it without hurting it. But if you've got a branch that's 10 feet tall, you have 5 feet of foliage, and you cut it down to 4 feet, you probably won't have much happen for a real, real long time. It's going to look terrible. But, you know, 50, 60, 70% of the plant of existing foliage, as long as there's green behind the cut that you make.
Okay. Also, could you give me the Tesla website again?
Yes. The Tesla website is www.Tesla. And Tesla is spelled T-E-S-S-E-L T-E-S-S-A-A-R. So TESSELAAR.com. And you'll see, and you'll see all of his plants. There's great pictures of his new cannas. And cannas to me look like tobacco plants. And if you read my newsletter this week, I wrote about the Tesla cannas. And the old-fashioned cannas look like tobacco. Great big leaves. And when I went to school at UMass in Amherst, most people don't know that tobacco was and is still being grown in New England, in the Connecticut River Valley, which is central Connecticut and central Massachusetts. They grow tobacco, and they grow great big leaves. And the leaves that they grow are used to, as wrappers for cigars. So the inside of the cigar is chopped up tobacco, and it is put in a leaf that was grown in New England, and they roll the chopped up tobacco with this great big leaf that was grown in New England, which really I never knew. But check out their website, and you'll get a lot of great information. And sign up for the newsletter. It's free. Go to my website, paulparent.com, like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T. Click on newsletter. Put in your email address. Submit. And every Thursday, you will get a newsletter. It's free. And check out this week's while you're there. Have you ever made compost in the backyard? It's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the unvitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines, Tom. Who do we have up next?
Next up, we've got Robin from Pennsylvania with a question about Sedalia. The Sedillion?
Okay, Robin, tell me.
Paul, my question is about Lesser Celadine. In my backyard, which is very shady, it seemed to have invaded the backyard over the past few years. And
okay.
We would like to overseed this spring, but we really want to get rid of it first. And
okay.
It being warm this season, the lesser celadine has already started to come up through the ground, and we weren't sure how to get rid of it.
Okay, well, if it's already begun to grow, then now would be a good time to attack it. And what you need to do is go to your local garden center, Fertiloam, or Boneyed. They make a product called Clean Up or Kills All. Either one of those two. And these are generic versions of Roundup. And now that the patent is off of Roundup, the generics are available. And the big difference is the generics are 2 and 3 times stronger than the original. So either Boneyed Clean Up or Fertiloam Kills All. Now choose a day with no rain in the forecast, and if you can get temperatures 50 degrees or warmer. And we've even had that in Maine in the last couple of weeks. then what you would do is you would spray directly on that weed. Roundup will not hurt the soil. It's not a soil sterilant. For example, you could take Roundup. Let's say you had a lawn and half of it was clover and weeds. You could spray the entire lawn, and in 2 weeks it would kill everything there. You could rototill and replant and not have to worry about the Roundup because it is biodegradable. It will fall apart and become non-effective once the sun and the microbes attack the product. So it's one of the better weed killers on the market. But as long as you have a 50-degree day, get Kills All or Kills All or Cleanup and spray the foliage now, and then it should take a little bit longer because the air temperature is still cool and the nighttime temperatures are definitely cool, even in Pennsylvania. So, but I would get the first application now, probably go back 2 weeks later if you're not seeing any damage, and hit it again. And then as long as you wait 2 weeks, then you can seed. Now, if you have an existing lawn and you have a lot of this dead weed coming up, I'll tell you something that's going to make your life so much easier. The days of rototilling an area for planting a new lawn are over. You take a bamboo rake, you clean the whole area, get all the plant debris out, the sticks and whatever after winter. What you're going to do is you're going to rent a seed slicer. The seed slicer, looks like a lawnmower. The top of it, there is a bucket. And you put your grass seed on top of it. It has probably a dozen blades that spin vertically. And it will actually dig a little trench in your yard. So the blade spins, digging a little trench, and as it does, the seed from the hopper above it falls into the trench. You go back and forth, north to south, east to west, take your bamboo rake, turn it upside down so that the teeth face up, and then just comb your lawn to cover the seed with the in the trench and water. Use a seed starter fertilizer also, and you'll be in great shape. Have a great week, everybody.